Good morning. A Wednesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, what do you make of this college admissions bribery scandal that has ensnared celebrities and other wealthy parents involving big-name schools like Yale and Stanford in a scheme to buy spots in the freshman class?
Well, the first thing I always do when anything happens at Yale is I look for our old friend, Mario Cuomo's PR guy, Tom Conroy, and there he is. He's done a terrific job of all the crises that have hit Yale. Conroy's name is always in the article. You got to go down. He is a terrific guy. In any case, you know, none of the universities are being charged. However, in some cases, the athletic directors who admit people and for great amounts of money, some of which they keep, at least that's the allegation, really do implicate the fail-safe mechanisms of some of these universities and colleges. Look, for years, colleges and universities have been taking people who play ball well and letting them in one way or the other. People have been getting in because they got big money and the money is potentially helpful to the college and they know it, so they let somebody in. But this is something different. This is a series of lines that have been crossed, and there was this phony charity that people were giving all this money to, and they were taking it as a tax deduction. That got the IRS and so many others. And immediately when the guy got caught, the first thing he did was to throw all the clients under the bus. So you cause a crime to happen, and then you turn on the people who you ensnared, and they become fodder for your better sentencing. It is a black mark on the way in which we do our college admissions. We've always known that if you have more, you got a better chance. No question, always because of tutoring and everything else. But this is something that we really haven't seen on this scale.
You interviewed the head of Skidmore College, Dr. Philip Glotzbach.
I did.
It's going to air Thursday at 1 o'clock. You asked him this very question about Skidmore and other colleges and, you know, do alumni's children get favored or do you get asked to help folks into the school?
Well, Glotzbach is a terrific guy and has, you know, more integrity in a finger than so many other people do. And I am not without any doubt that the people in so many of these colleges, the university presidents and others, had no understanding of what was going on here. After all, how would they know that they were recruiting people to fix, David, the test scores, to take the test for somebody else? They were bribing people who had access to the tests, allegedly, to change the answers. That's a whole different thing than implicating the presidents and others of these colleges, because so far we haven't seen one iota of suspicion that has landed on them.
To the 2020 presidential race, Alan, a senior Democratic lawmaker tells The Hill that former Vice President Joe Biden will run for president in 2020. Biden hinted yesterday, telling a crowd at a conference of the International Association of Firefighters to save their energy because he may need it in a few weeks.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw him do it. He's a little bit too laconic for me. I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is, he's the leader. He's got to keep that up. It's not going to be easy for him. But this is not a guy who is getting crowds to go crazy for him. This is not an Elizabeth Warren. This is not a Beto O'Rourke. This is a very sort of sedate person. And the question in the United States now is whether or not that's exactly what we're looking for. We've had enough of this other thing.
With the Me Too movement, Alan, and groups like Black Lives Matter, is a white male for president something that could end up splitting the race for President Trump?
I don't know. You know, we see that being suggested. And yet, you know, you take a look at Senator Gillibrand. She's made Me Too basically her platform. And she has not done well in the polls. She's done terribly, as a matter of fact. And now, of course, the very thing which she made her sort of rep on by talking about others who had violated Me Too standards, now the accusation has landed on her. And it's a most unattractive thing. You know, David, there have been articles in the paper in which it basically said that Gillibrand didn't have any New Yorkers endorsing her. I think one of the reasons that she got put in there by basically gubernatorial appointment under Governor Patterson at the time was that neither Schumer or D'Amato, who were both the senators, thought that she was going to be a danger to them. And right now, politically, she's not showing much muscle.
Well, British crisis, Brexit deepens as lawmakers reject May's Brexit deal. From the New York Times, Parliament again voted against Prime Minister Theresa May's plan to leave the European Union, adding to the confusion as a March 29th deadline nears to leave the bloc. Alan, from Politico this morning, half of UK voters want Theresa May to resign in a new poll.
You know, first of all, this very well may be horrendous. It's astounding how long she's lasted. One of the alternatives, of course, is another vote. And if there is another vote, they're going to stay. But I don't know that they will allow it. If they go it alone, there will be serious, serious implications for not only that country, but for us, too, because we trade with Great Britain. The other possibility is what we tell our children every once in a while. We say, now, I'm going to give you three to do this. One, two, two and a quarter, two and five eighths. What we call a slow count. You know, I do think they may have to just take a little bit more time.
Alan, the terrible plane crash, the grounding of Boeing 737 MAX planes, and the issue of them not being grounded in the U.S.
Well, money talks, all of us walk. It's a U.S. company, Boeing. We know how important it is, too big to fail. A leader in the stock market. Stock's going down now a little bit, but the fact is it's always been extremely important to our stock market and our way of doing business in this country. And, you know, the authorities are loath to take them on. I know that I'm about to get on a plane. I do not want to go on one of those planes. Now, thousands of them fly every day. It's probably ridiculous. But obviously, something's wrong. And until I figure out what that something is, grounding the fleet is exactly the right thing to do to assure the public.